Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about a crafting prank gone wrong, espresso, and the legality of injecting Mountain Dew directly into your veins. I'm Nick Bristow, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, Nick.
Nika Howard.
Hello.
And
Nick?
The cadence caught me off guard there. And Jesse Kimmon.
Hello, Nick.
unfortunately, Jennifer is feeling a little under the weather today.
Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with waking up at 4 a.m. to watch a BTS concert. It's just because of the barometric pressure of the big-ass storm that's coming our way.
It actually is. We just got the tornado watch on our
I saw it on the Reddit. Yeah, Nika and I live relatively close to each other, so we're going to talk about a lot of
the Midwest Reddit.
And then
Jennifer is feeling under the weather. Michael is feeling over the weather, which means he's in Canada, because that's where the weather is.
That's very good.
Weather is at that line, and he's over top.
Yeah, what I was going to say is he's across the street in Canada, but I don't think that's very funny.
Okay. Yeah.
But he is in Canada right now.
He's in Canada. He wasn't able to record. I think it's been, he wasn't able to get over there because his wife's family lives there, and it's been a while.
So. And there's this little thing called COVID-19, I guess. And if you try to smuggle in Yeti microphones, they'll fucking...
Bam, bam, bam. Yeah, they have a Yeti problem there.
Yeah, they got it. It's like, hey, this isn't funny, is what they probably say.
None of this is good.
Never catch a Yeti on video? Because it only captures audio.
Ma'am, get out of the car. But really appreciative of Nika and Jesse guesting today. Always love to have repeat people back on. Quickly remind the folks some of the fun stuff you do before we get into the fucking show.
Nika, do you want to tell us what you've been up to?
Sure. today or just in general? Well,
just in the last hour. Or so.
What did you do to get
I played
ready?
Genshin. I'm trying to farm the materials to ascend my characters.
Which one are you focusing right now?
Well,
Nick, you can kind of sit this one out.
I'm kind of doing a little haphazardly. I just, who is it? Sucrose. Sucrose is kind of who I'm
love
going
Sucrose.
For.
Love Sucrose.
Is it just like a sugar character?
No, she's a cat girl. Okay, Nick, you sounded needy. She's a little cat girl alchemist. Come on.
Yeah, and she's very cute.
She's very cute.
I really need
She's
to go.
Not 14 like all the other characters.
Right.
Which I think is good.
But also, I just ascended Rosario. And I would like to ascend Raiden, but I can't get to the area, so
I'll take you to that lightning manifestation. Then you also have to farm a 10,000 samurai. Okay, no, it's tough.
I started playing Genshin in last year, and I said this is dangerous. I need to stop.
Yeah, Jesse bullied me into playing it.
I did. So,
yeah. Jesse, what have you been up to lately?
Let's see. Yeah, I've also been playing a lot of Genshin lately. Definitely deep in that hole. It's a good game. And I'm very addicted to it at the moment. Today I pretty much just hung out around the house and cleaned up a little bit. It was pretty nice though. Getting things in order again and stuff like that. We recently got a Kotatsu for our living room, and it's super comfy cozy. So got to set that up as soon as I got the new comforter in a few days ago. So yeah, pretty exciting.
That's nice.
Awesome.
That's
I will say that. Tim, we try to bring something new at the end of the episode to give people something to try or to look at. And Tim has tried to bring up Genshin Impact
three or four
week.
Times. Yeah, no, I got 3 minutes into it. I think I already did this. I think I didn't. I think what I was remembering was me talking about it on Naruto Revuto, which Jesse is a co-host there. But it gets dangerous when we get deep into it. So don't play games; they're addicting and bad. So. What are you gonna do?
true. It's true.
Yeah.
It's a free game, though.
Yeah. You know, it's so easy to not spend a lot of money.
So easy. So very easy.
Don't look at my bank account, please.
Whenever I play like a free game like that, like especially if I get really addicted to it, like I'll play it and not spend any money for a long time, and I'll finally be like, okay, I've played this for 100 hours. I've not spent any money. I'm just going to get the value pack, spend $50. Like, I feel like I've earned it at this point. And then I do that, and I'll never play it again after that.
Well, that's better than what I usually do, is do that. And then that rips off the Band-Aid, and you see how good it feels, the dopamine rush. And it's like, well, it's only $30. Well,
yeah.
You
know. No, for
I feel
sure.
like a lot of free-to-play games that, like, it kills the like challenge too much, or like now it's like now I don't want to play without spending money, so I don't want to play at all or something like that, you know.
I came to Genshin during a depressive episode, so I walked in being like, let's spend this money, let's go.
Shaking a bag of credit cards.
I actually wish there was a way I could give them money just for specific characters. Like, I want Mona so bad, and I would pay.
I have Mona.
I have been trying to pull in her wish pull for so long, and all I get are fucking weapons. Sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, it's that's not technically her wish pull. That's the standard one, because and no, she's just on the front. So I don't know if she has a higher chance than anyone else. Any other 5-star there?
Nika, do you want to read the first question?
What? No, I'm not talking.
Yes. Should we talk more about Genshin? What
oh my
a
God.
Weird question.
No, that's weird. Asshole for talking about Genshin. So
my nice podcast of nice people. I'm not sorry.
Okay, guys. Am I the asshole for not taking the blame for a prank gone wrong?
Oh, I'm excited.
the person being pranked did it wrong.
First, I imagine that they're getting this prank from 5-Minute Crafts. I don't know why, but
yes.
I mean, youths are so chaotic and scary that you could tell me anything and I'd believe it. Yeah. So it's like, oh, I saw a TikTok about this. Oh, I found a weird old cursed library book in the trash can. You know, both of which seem just as likely.
The best pranks are the ones where, like, you know, you're not actually pranking anybody, but like people are confused. I saw a very good TikTok where some guys were just like walking in front of a storefront, and there was like a dude sitting out front, and they were pretending to trip on something, and like they had like 10 guys like walk in front and like pretend to trip and then like look back and be like, oh, what was that?
What the crap?
And the guy out front was like so confused, but it was harmless.
Yeah.
Those ones are good.
So I, 15, female, have always been into crafts and stuff, and got a Cricut Maker for my birthday about 2 months ago.
What the fuck is that?
It's, okay, so a Cricut Maker is, like a thing where you can put an image or a phrase into it, and then it puts it out on a material that you can put onto shirts, you can make into stickers, you can
Is it like an ironing thing, or?
Kind of, but it's like
a It, like, printer. Cuts it out, right?
Yeah.
Whoa,
it's like
I want
printer,
one.
It's like a printer, like. I don't know. It's like a very cool crafty thing. Scrap for
like,
people love it.
It's like I feel like it's like an iron-on thing, kind of, but it like will cut out the pieces for you, like because it'll like do like sticker things, right?
Whoa!
Yeah. I think I've seen it do sticker sheets a lot, where it'll cut out the individual sticker, right?
Yeah. So Whoa. Like I think like a lot of like smaller indie devs, like when they're making stickers for like booths, will use. Something like that. I think my brother-in-law has one, and I think he's made us shirts before using it.
Oh, damn.
Gibby.
Cool. My friend, who is really good with Photoshop and stuff, is always sending me cool things to make, and about a week ago, he asked me to cut out replicas of the cards that they send out to the poor people in Squid Game. I asked him what they were for, and he said it was a surprise. I went along with it and engraved and cut out about 20 copies for him. Oh, God. A week later, the vice principal calls me into the office, and she asks if I made these, and then hands me one of the cards I made. I say that I made them for my friend because he asked me to, and I showed her the Discord log chats to prove it. So she sent me back to class. I love she came with receipts.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have receipts. I ain't going down for this shit.
No. My friend comes up to me really angry looking. I ask him what happened, and apparently he put the cards into the teacher's mailboxes at the high school front office and got caught. Dumbass.
Oh my God.
He then tries to pass the blame onto me, saying that I was the one behind the whole prank and he just delivered them. He is mad at me. Whoa. Yeah, this guy's a shit. He is mad at me now because I showed that it was a lie to the vice principal and he is going to have detention tomorrow.
Let's keep an open mind.
Some of my friends are saying that I should have somehow told her that I was the one who thought of the idea. Am I the asshole? No, you're not the asshole.
What the fuck?
Why would you be the asshole in this situation?
You asshole. Well, I was trying to frame you, and then you didn't take the frame.
The blame? Right.
Well, are you guys are not paying attention to the most important information. We don't have this information. What if the question asker is not as popular as the card prankster, right? So like if they're like a higher echelon of popularity, then maybe the question asker should have taken the fall. They would be invited to more parties. They wouldn't just be used for their really weird printer, you know, things of that nature.
The teachers wanted to know who did it because they thought it was actually really funny. And instead of detention, they were going to go to like a teacher party.
I wonder about the cards. Like, did this other guy write something else on the cards, on these replica cards? Did he, like, say something really mean to the teachers? Or was it really just the Squid Game, like, invitational thing? Like, any more information?
Yeah, did he set up, like, a Google Voice number when you, like, called, like, hey, you fucking suck?
You meet him out in the parking lot, and he's just standing there with, like, the red and the blue card to, like, throw down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It smacks you in the face. Like, I didn't even say I wanted to play. Smack. I love this because it's funny. It shows you how feral children are, and I really like that. I always, you know, sometimes the situations where it's like, am I the asshole, presents a completely sort of straightforward scenario. Towards the end, it's like, and now everyone blames me. It's like, wait, but this makes no sense. Why would anyone blame you? You're obviously in the right.
Yeah.
But for something like this, you know, the child factor adds a whole new layer of chaos because, you know,
they're not even that young. Like,
15's young.
The prankster got caught and literally just tried to pass the blame onto the question asker.
Like, yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, you literally just tried to narc him out. For no reason.
Yeah.
And you're mad at me for like,
yeah.
I mean, technically you did, but like,
he called narc dibs. He's like, fine.
Right. Like, you're not a narc if somebody narked on you, like in a lie
factor, I don't think two narcs makes it right, though.
But the thing is, if somebody narked on you for something you didn't do, and then you narc back on them, like, who's actually narking? Because the first person didn't actually narc.
Whoa.
So only the question asker narked. The first one didn't. The first one technically didn't narc. Is it a narc if the person you're narking on didn't?
If it's a lie?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's what I'm getting at. I know I'm you not know making what? Any sense.
I could see what you're saying, Nick, right? Like, because the other person said a lie, so now it's on the question asker's job to do the respectful thing and also come up with an equally good lie.
They need to,
but they didn't. They're cowards.
The prankster is not a narc. He's pulling a frame job on somebody.
Oh, it's another prank. It's a second prank.
Yeah.
Jesse, did you have a comment?
I feel like this is middle school boy common tactics right here we have, where they get caught and they immediately want to pass it on to whoever is next to them.
How dare you?
I know. But that's the vibe I get. Oh, geez. Does that make it better or worse?
I don't know, man. It's so hard being a teen. It's so hard these days. What with the TikToks? And I really just think it's the TikToks. That's specifically why it's hard now. No, I'm just kidding. Everyone has a fucking phone. That's so scary. Did you guys ever have to deal with anything like this? I the closest I had was, so this is kind of very silly, but it's kind of like one of those things that's a classic, like, obviously you could only do this in middle and high school because it's so fucking stupid. I think I was in maybe sixth grade, let's say, and
pre-middle school, all the kids had one size chair. And then once you kind of got to seventh, eighth, ninth grade, because I went to one school that started from preschool all the way up to senior year. And because of that, they had a vast diversity of chair sizes. And for some reason, this classroom had one big chair. And I kind of made it a thing that it was my chair. It was like, ha-ha, look how big this chair is. Ha-ha-ha-ha. I don't want to think about what would happen if someone tried to take the chair and what I would do. I won't go there. I don't remember, first of all. But one time...
I blacked out.
I came to, my hands were covered in blood and torn up Pokemon cards. One time, one of the pretty girls pulled the chair out from under me. And, you know, especially because, like, I was expecting to sit higher.
You fell on your bottom.
I had more to fall than these other childlike chairs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I hit my bottom. I don't know if I was really, it hurt, obviously.
Hard, cold tile.
I think it was carpet, but it's that, you know, high school, middle school carpet, so it sucks.
Yeah.
We got called to the principal's office, and she went in first, and she basically said that, like, oh, we always do pranks like this on each other, back and forth. And I was like, no, we don't. And
well, we just started it today.
And I can just remember now her, like, pleading face of, like, she's basically saying, like, no, say this. And I was like, but we don't. And I probably wouldn't have lied because I was such a good Christian. And maybe there was a world where... I don't know. I was being shitty specifically about the chair, which is a very fun and stupid thing. I think they maybe, because of this, just got rid of the chair. maybe, like, there was a light feuding for the chair. And that was fine for me. Did you guys have any situations where you were put in a similar thing as the question asker?
Yeah, I don't have one, really. I have one where I narked on myself on accident, where
hey, that counts. You're your own worst enemy. It happens.
Right. So I got a D on a quiz or something like that. And when that happens, they make you bring the paper back to your parent and sign it. And so me being the tricky kid I thought I was, I forged my parents' signature on it and I brought it back, and it was like, I was very young, I was like in fifth grade or something like that, so the signature was not quite,
it just,
you know,
Jesse's
to par.
Mom.
Yeah, right.
Mom. Parentheses, not the song.
Did you at least like compare other signatures?
I tried, yeah. Like, I tried, I used one of her signatures and I tried so hard to like copy it. But I think what I did, I didn't practice enough, and I just like was like, just do it in one go, you'll be fine, because you're supposed to do signatures like really fast. And I did that and it was just really bad, but I did it in pen and I was like, RIP, what can I do?
Well, fuck. Yeah, I don't think I would, as a teacher, would be able to figure that out. Like, how often do they see signatures?
I mean, I think you could tell when a kid does it.
That's true.
Yeah. For,
like, when a real little kid, yeah. I think, like, when you're in high school, you can just, you know, do a little scribble, and they'll be like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah.
But also, so, like, if you're, you know, if you're a teacher and you were not sure if the parent signed it, you just call them and say, like, hey, I just want to discuss the quiz. I know you saw it. And then when they say, like, what? I didn't see the quiz. Then you know. Like, you don't actually want to discuss the quiz. You just – you want to, like, say something about it.
Yeah, for sure. So I brought it in, and then my teacher took me out to the hallway, and I knew something was wrong. And she just showed it to me, and I just started crying.
Fair. My allergies to
my mom. She's not good at signing stuff. It's
my mom. Yeah, you should have just started lying more.
Anyway,
don't call my mom, but I swear I'm telling the truth.
I'm gonna go to recess now.
She's like, here, I guess I'm punished. Here's $5.
It's like all the money I have in the world.
Yeah. Right. I did Nika, have to did go have... to my first ever detention, which was very intimidating, but made it through.
Nika, do you have any horrible child stories where you were close to this? No?
No.
Aw, nerd.
I had really strict parents, so...
As a child, I never really did too much that was like wild and crazy. I was a very well-behaved child.
Yeah. For the most part, I was too, which I think sort of plays into part of my story. Mostly being like, well, Brittany, we don't do that. And I do want the chair back, if that would be okay.
Can we please get the chair back? That's I like feeling
just give me the fucking chair back.
I never like had a situation like that. But at a local restaurant in Kansas City, they did have this like really fancy chair that was like this armchair that had little lions on it. And I did love sitting in that chair. And it was like whenever we would go there, it would be like my chair. So I think it's funny, like we both had chairs.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously humans pack bond to things almost immediately.
Yeah.
But for weird things like that, you know, you accidentally imprint upon it. And it feels like a betrayal if someone doesn't agree with you, even though it's the stupidest thing on the planet. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, this is my chair. I want to go back to the question. I'm sorry for a second. But
okay.
I like the idea that the principal went to the question asker not because the person who did the deed got caught and ratted her out. It was because she brags about her cricket maker constantly.
It's like, oh, this quality can only come from cricket. Martha!
There are other brands, so she could have found another one, but she did specifically say cricket, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good brand.
If I was like, well, obviously I made it due to the quality, but I didn't know it was going to be for a mean joke. And as you can tell, the quality fucking is sick.
These are so good. Give it back.
It's for my Etsy store. I'm 15.
Somebody
could
think
have
a real
an Etsy store if you're 15.
I don't think you can have anything when you're 15.
Oh, no. My friend back in the day, okay, so we were really into K-pop back in the day, and this is like middle school to high school. And she fucking made her own lanyards and sold them online to the Tumblr community back then and made fucking bae.
Oh, hell yeah, that rocks.
Nice.
That's a marker.
We all had eBay accounts when we were like 15 and 16.
Yeah, I used to bid on Furbies all the time.
I would bid on like old video game stuff that I had. Or like I didn't have a credit card, so I'd be like, I'd have to like send a money order. And like that was hard.
Jesus Christ. Mom, I need to go to credit union, please. Yeah. Honey, payday advance loan now. We sold Dragon Ball Z toys. On there because Michaels or something like that would sell these really weird bootleg DBZ toys. So me and my friend had a business where we'd buy them, put them on eBay, and then sell them. But I was cut out of the business because I didn't do anything. But I was like, you won't let me do anything. It's not fair. Yeah. This isn't fair. He's like, yeah, but I don't need you. I'm like, what? That's fair.
That's my idea. You'd be nothing without me.
It's like, yeah, you're right.
Oh my God.
Fuck, but I buy some of them sometimes.
Does anybody have any other thoughts about this before we move on?
Clearly not the asshole. I hope that she gets a lot of big business on her credit-based Etsy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was girl. So good that the whole student or the whole teaching staff thought there was a real Squid Game going on. So, like, that's something.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and I'm also kind of curious about the timeline here. They said he got caught, right? Like, when they were putting them out.
Yeah, I think while he was putting them in.
Yeah,
in front of us got caught. So, like, day one, I imagine, well, maybe it's that day regardless, but he should have warned her, right?
Yeah.
Because there is an argument to be made that with, you know, prisoner's dilemma style, right, that she doesn't know that he narked her out per the text I see in front of me. Maybe that's not true.
Well, you're going to warn her and be like, yo, by the way,
that's
I narked
too.
You out and I told Heart. The principal that it was all your idea. Okay.
Yeah. Just do it. You look very pretty today. Okay, here's some gel pens.
Counterpoint, though. If you had a friend that was like, hey, I need 20 of these cards, wouldn't you like maybe say like, cool, what are you making? What are you doing?
No, if I had a cricket maker, I would just be fucking so stoked to get my cricket supplies out there. I wouldn't even ask. Like, you got it. I know I can do it. I'll make it better than you fucking even dreamed. Jesse, can you read the next one?
Yes. Yes, I can. All right. Am I the asshole for not saying espresso?
Huh?
Espresso.
Espresso. E-S-P-R-E-S-S-O. I, you know what? Without even reading the rest of it, yes.
Okay. All right. My husband has recently got interested in coffee as a hobby. He began spending all his free time scouring coffee forums, looking for tips, and has recently ordered his own plants.
Oh, he's on the coffee boards, I see.
A beanhead.
I am glad he found something fulfilling in his life for once.
Jesus Christ!
That is not the issue.
I mean...
For once.
For once is doing the most heavy lifting any two words have ever said in any question on this podcast. Because Jennifer always brings up like how weird it is what extra information they give. Yeah. And the fact that it's like... fulfilling in his life for once.
Right.
That's not the issue.
Yeah, normally he's that a might piece be the of issue. Shit.
Yeah.
And like, he just like does nothing all day and he's just, yeah. Now he has coffee.
Yeah. Yep. Now he has coffee. The issue is that it has gotten to the point he has started policing my language. I say espresso like espresso. English is not my mother tongue, and it is just easier to say that way. He insists I work on it to say it the right way. I have no desire to do this and told him so. He now says he feels attacked by my words, but I just feel attacked by his. Am I the asshole?
So is espresso really supposed to be pronounced espresso?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. There's no X on it.
Really? It's
spelled with us.
That's fucked up. I didn't know that. This is a great question. I love it. It's in a long list line of, oh, you've made this embarrassing thing absolutely a personality, and you're going to ruin your life for it. And I respect it.
It's interesting how diehard people get where they start, like the question asker says, like policing language. And like I just said, axer, like instead of asker, you know, it's just interesting to me because it's not always on purpose, but like ask turns into axe a lot of times, and other words just get turned into other words because it's easier to pronounce a certain way, or because a culture like Western American culture pronounces it a certain way. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not that bad of a crime to do versus someone to like police it. Like policing the language is more of an egregious crime in my mind than actually just saying it wrong.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that it's not their first language is so
there
rude.
Is but well, also okay oh may I think feel like Tim and I are gonna have the same thing. So the counter argument is espresso is not an English word either, so it's already not a native word, so you have to learn to say it because it's not your native word.
Yeah, it's not English.
Yeah,
but I think the argument can be made that if you're already having to jump through so many hoops speaking every single day, give me a fucking break when I say it the way that everyone else says the fucking word.
I always default to like, if you can get the meaning of what they're saying, then there's no reason to correct someone.
But
like,
can I have a knife and they really want a spoon? Maybe say like, oh, okay, this is a spoon. Like, that's where you know,
right.
If it's like actually helpful. But if someone's like, I would like some corn, and you're like, well, this is a cob of corn or whatever. That's being
well, yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely tension here too with that for once. So there, it feels like this is just the tip of the iceberg in regards to relationship issues they're having.
I thought like when we started this question, I thought it was going to be like, I asked my husband for a coffee, and he got mad because it's actually an espresso, you know? And I feel like I would say espresso.
The comments on this are fucking wild. Everyone is mad as hell. He's like, I think to them, it's like, well, you're saying it wrong. Why are we on your side? And it's like, shut the fuck up. It's so, you know how many people like say supposedly versus supposedly? Like, we say shit wrong all the time, like Jesse was saying. It's not a big deal. Right. It's obvious the fact that he's doing this because he doesn't want her to embarrass him.
He doesn't want her to embarrass him on the coffee board.
That's literally what he's saying. He thinks I'm not respecting what he cares about and that I will embarrass him whenever I meet people from quote unquote his circle.
What?
This is like a Bob's Burgers app or something.
You're not gonna meet people from the circle because they're getting divorced.
I mean, there's a upvote 89 upvote thing. It's like you guys should obviously get divorced. It's a little more unhinged than that, but yeah, because she goes, someone says it's funny that you blame your pronunciation on English not being your native language. Where most English speakers also say espresso. Espresso is Italian. That being said, this is so petty. Question asker says apparently. The only ones that say it espresso are just uneducated, which is obviously her saying what her husband says, right? She has negative 207 downvotes, right? Because she's just repeating it back. And then, imagine being Amish 2 says, he's not wrong, 212 upvotes. Oh, and then, yeah, and then I can't find the one where it's like, you need to get divorced. But this is so unhinged. I haven't seen what's the word I'm looking for?
Like, it's like divisive. It's
divisive,
like,
yes.
It's, yeah.
Controversial, as they say.
I
just don't think people are ever, like, so the ruling is everyone sucks here, and which is making me turn to the Joker, because it's not everyone sucks here. She did not start this argument, right? She just said a word, and he's the one that's making a big deal, and she's being like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, English is not my first language. I didn't know the word was Italian. I hear espresso all the time.
Espresso.
I'm so cultured. You know that. You know, I've been to so many countries, and I didn't know it was espresso. Also, I used to write my E's wrong, and then one day someone made fun of me, and then I fixed it. That being said, you probably do something wrong, those of you at home. Yeah. I actually am kind of curious what people listening think of this, because this is driving me fucking insane.
I feel like... You could probably get away with saying, like, oh, it's espresso, not espresso. And then, like, you kind of leave it at that. Like, when you start a fight about it, like, that's what's like, you know what, that's not called for, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. This is, like, the most Reddit of Reddit threads, I feel like.
Yeah, that's a good point. They're not, even though they're all on Reddit, they're not always very Reddit, right?
I mean, the thing is, like, if he gets mad about... Like, if my wife got mad because I called it espresso, I would call it espresso a lot, you know?
Yeah, and someone else said that in the comments, and it's, like, just obliterated in the, like, negative 500 downvotes or something like that.
Oh, my God.
This one rocks. Do it to yourself to Google it. Is there an easy way to see how many comments there are? Because... Oh my god. Without looking at it, how many comments do you think this fucking question has? 16 days ago, 5,000 upvotes.
5,000? I don't know, like 200? 200?
Okay. Responses? Nick, what about you?
How many comments does the post have?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 500.
Nika, did you already look?
I looked, but I was looking at the thing, but I didn't look at the post, but I would guess that it has like... 2,000.
Yeah, it's 2,144. Jesse, you're close to 2,000 helpful comments off. That's like that, there's like a joke that's like, is Wario a Christian or something like that? It's like a drill tweet. It's like, is Wario a Christian has been locked after 7,000 pages or something like that in the message board. Yeah, if I'm ever feeling self-harmy, I would love to go read through everything everyone says here, because the number of...
You'd be spinning your wheels there. Like, I feel like you can't have that many opinions about this. Like they all have to be either, like, this is ridiculous or this is stupid.
Yeah,
or,
I like this one.
This is, like, say it correctly.
Right, everyone's calling her pig-headed, but that's why I was like, is this... Really? Is there a version of Am I the Asshole that's relationship underscore advice where they tell a girl to stop wearing dress sometimes?
I feel like this could be a situation like, you know, like when you get annoyed by somebody chewing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like, for sure.
You get annoyed by somebody saying something wrong like that. Like, I can see that.
Kind of especially because we established that there's tension in this relationship already, so like they do seem ready to just like snap at each other for whatever reason.
Yeah, sure. Dude, it's like I finally have friends. I finally go out to my little bean club.
I mean, there's clearly tension just from the he found something fulfilling for once in his life kind of thing. Like clearly, like she thinks less of him at this point, so
yeah. And English is hard as shit to learn, so I can imagine a handful of, like, you know, it's like I don't know how to I say restaurant wrong. Like, oh, you don't speak English good. Restaurant's not an English word, I've decided. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's a weird word, right? Am I right? Who's with me? That word sucks.
Yeah. That's fair.
Language, I don't know, is hard.
Language, yeah, is hard. And
the whole fact that, one, English is not her native tongue. This is not an English word, and Italian is not her native tongue. So she's got three languages,
yeah,
that she is potentially.
You know what would be sick is if she's like, oh, English is not my native tongue. Parentheses, it's Italian. That would be awesome. That would be really cool if that was it. Yeah. But
right, now I want to go to Google and do the little, let's see what Google pronunciation thinks it's supposed to be.
Espresso. Yeah, I feel like if I googled espresso it would work. What about Nespresso? Is there an X there? Mm-mm. Oh, I googled espresso and it doesn't even say did you mean. It's like, I got you, bro, you fucking idiot.
But yeah, it's just like so culturally normal to call it espresso in America that, uh-huh, like it makes sense why Google's just like whatever.
I'm just like not a coffee person, so I that word doesn't come out of my mouth very often anyway.
Yeah, it's like when you go to a fancy coffee shop and you order a macchiato and they're like, bro, you know that thing comes in the thimble, right? And you're too embarrassed because you just like the sweet Starbucks sugary drinks. You're like, yeah, give it to me.
Oh, it says, it literally says the pronunciation is espresso.
Where's the X, though? It is kind of funny because there appears to be coffee shops with the word espresso in there, which I gotta give it up. Well, I've turned into the Joker. I didn't know this was a thing that could happen. If there was, I don't know, 1,700 fewer comments on this thread, I would maybe feel less like the Joker.
Well, according to Google, espresso is wrong. It's espresso.
Okay.
Espresso. Yeah, I guess we don't know what. I think we have to kind of assume that he's pronouncing it correctly, because the question asker is giving, like, I mean, we don't have to assume that, but I think that is probably what the assumption is based on everyone. And I assume he knows because he's being a little douche about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've all done this too. You know, you finally learn something like, hey, dumbass.
Tim, do you want to read the next question?
I'd love to. One of my idiot brother's friends, possibly my idiot brother, injected another of his idiot friends with Mountain Dew. How illegal is that, California? I feel like you shouldn't have bubbles.
You said, the bubbles. I thought you said the buttholes. And I was like, how the are their buttholes the problem?
Well, it could have been a turkey baster thing like my good friend Steve-O. Let me read the question, see if there's anything, because even I was going to like go down. I used to work for a law firm, no big deal. I just picked him up from the hospital. He was at a party and apparently someone convinced someone else to inject Mountain Dew into a vein. My brother claims he didn't do it, but people might say he did. What? Cool. I love that sentence. I don't know how bad the kid who was on the receiving end of the injection is. Huh? To be very clear, my brother was probably the person doing the injecting, not getting injected. He was at the hospital because they drove the kid there. They did not call 911. Oh, interesting, interesting, interesting. He says the kid agreed to get injected. My brother is 17. I'm 25, and I handle most of my mom's finances.
Oh, God.
If he did this and it's illegal, then my mom and me fully believe he needs to take responsibility and spend whatever amount of time it is in prison. Jesus Christ. Right now, Jesus Christ. Hell. Right now, I'm just concerned about the financial aspect of this. Is this actually illegal? How much do criminal attorneys cost? Can we even legally pay for a criminal attorney when it's for someone else's crime? Can the other kid come after my mom or me? We both work and both contribute financially to my brother's living expenses. Jennifer, again, is continuing not to fix the question.
Wow.
As we requested. Wow, this rules.
Holy shit. This
Holy
one is
shit.
Intense.
Yeah, I kind of want to read the first two paragraphs again.
Yeah.
I just picked him up from the hospital. He was at a party, and apparently someone convinced someone else to inject Mountain Dew into a vein. My brother claims he didn't do it, but people might say he did. I don't know how bad the kid is who was on the receiving end of the injection. To be very clear, my brother is probably the person doing the injecting, not getting injected. Wow.
How do you even have the equipment at a party to do something like that?
Oh, Jesse. Oh, Jesse. Diabetic is probably more likely, but it's 2021. We've all seen euphoria, kids these days. Kids these days are shooting heroin in between the webbing of their fingers. They're doing Molly and having, you know, partners, you know what I'm saying? You know, back in my day, we would order pizza and play Halo.
Wow.
And that was a good night. We would dress up like ninjas and chase each other in a house with the lights on. And that was a good time.
Did you ever guys do that and then you hide in the trees at night?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I have a video of it.
And I bet you would drink the Mountain Dew instead of injecting it as well.
Oh, Jesse. Mountain Dew is a little too extreme for my taste.
I don't want to be up all
night. Jesus.
Yeah, so a lot of the Reddit comments are here like, yeah, don't talk to the police. You need to get a lawyer.
Yeah, the fact that he's like throwing – this is Squid Game to me. He's like, if I have to – I want my brother to go to jail if that's what is right. Like, who are you? What a weird cop you are. It is interesting. He's like, I didn't do it, but people are going to say I did, all right?
Can't they kill you too? Like,
you're probably getting bubbles in your blood, and I don't know anything about nothing.
Is that so
bad? Maybe it was flat.
Let's microwave him first.
Wait, does that make it flat?
It can, yeah. I think at least tangentially.
I feel like if there was no CO2 in it, but the thing is, like, if you don't have any CO2 bubbles in it, like. It probably would be like getting a glucose strip, but like,
yeah, he just.
I feel like it's dangerous.
Our patient has dangerously low levels of extreme citrus flavor.
We were trying to recreate the Gatorade commercial.
Yeah, we wanted to see if he could punch more good if he'd immediately learn how to do rollerblade tricks.
God. Oh man. God,
I know that if you inject someone with air, it can kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on Quora, and it's basically been like, it could hurt. There's no way to make it sterile, so you may get an infection. The pH might make you acidotic in large enough quantities. The CO2 bubbles could cause embolism. Basically, nothing good would happen. Only bad stuff. So I need an update
infection.
pretty hard on.
Oh man. Yeah.
God, that would fucking hurt so bad. Like, I don't know if your like inside body. I have to assume we have nerves all over the fucking place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that you get to test that out by having the extreme flavor of Mountain Dew coursing through your veins, you can feel your veins for the first time in your life. No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I want an update of this so bad. There isn't one. How many upvotes do you think, or how many comments do you think this question has?
Oh, this one has to have so many.
I will not answer this one.
Oh, I was already looking at it.
Oh, okay, it's just to you, Jesse, unfortunately.
I guess. I'm going to say, like, 1,700.
1,700, Jesse! There are four.
It was locked.
Oh, yeah? Is that why? Oh, okay. Maybe that's why.
I thought this would be the hypest shit on the Reddit board.
Yo, what happened?
This is legal advice. So, they're like, no, this is the real shit. Like, talk to a lawyer. Do not ask Reddit for this shit. You need real help.
Yeah. Okay, so there is a best of legal advice that reposts things, and that one has 500 comments.
But. Okay.
Yo.
That makes me feel a little better.
The top comment is, just so everyone knows, the person isn't going to die from the supposed injection. I'd be extremely impressed if they even managed to hit a vein. Oh, that's a good point.
That's a very valid point.
The guy doing the injecting was studying to be a doctor. So.
Oh, yeah. In high school. The kid on the receiving end will likely be likely tested and treated for all sorts of nasty diseases one can catch from dirty needles. May end up with an abscess or bloodstream infection, all of which are extremely treatable, especially since they went to the ER right away. A few milliliters of carbonated beverage injected straight into your bloodstream isn't going to kill anybody. Okay. There's a ton of dissolved oxygen and carbon dioxide in your bloodstream, and a little more won't hurt you. What? You're telling me my blood also tastes extreme?
Wait, is that why vampires love it?
This person says they're a pediatric critical care nurse practitioner, and this isn't the dumbest thing I've ever seen a teenage boy do. We don't typically say this, but this is a comedy podcast, and we have no idea if this person on Reddit is a liar. So don't inject yourself with the extreme delicious flavor of Mountain Dew.
I think just home injections in general are a bad idea unless you have guidance from a medical professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your dad's a doctor, have him inject like surgeon to see what happens.
Right. Just don't take your own medical advice. Like, get professional help and then do it. You know what I mean? Like, if you've been instructed to do some injections because you need it, then do it. But don't inject Mountain Dew.
You always see, like, these weird clauses on items, right? It's like, you use this spatula only in its intended purposes, and you laugh. You know, like, why would that ever come up? And I bet there is some sort of, like, thing that Mountain Dew will not be liable. So there's probably, like, some insane clause that it's, like, technically, I don't know.
Oh my god. I want to know how they ended up at the ER. Like, was the kid just suddenly like, oh god, I don't feel so good. No, he was probably like,
this is really stupid. I'm scared. Ow. I want to go to the hospital.
It's fucking, and that's actually a good thing, I think, because I think there are times when a 17-year-old will panic and not do the right thing and not bring their freshly, extremely injected friend to the hospital. So obviously idiot, obviously a thousand things, but I guess you got to give one gold star when
they deserve it, right? They made it to the hospital, yes.
Have you guys ever injected anything crazy in your veins like this before?
Nope.
One time, I was at my grandma's and I saw syringes in the trash can. So what I did was I grabbed them out of the trash can and I ripped the pokey needle part off. And washed it out. Stop shaking your head. Don't. What's his face? Stop it. Filled the syringes with water and cleaned them out a little bit. And they came out of the bathroom. And I was like, hey, guys, working. And the faces they gave me were so similar to what you just did to me. Everyone was very mad and not super happy. And now that I'm an adult, I have to imagine I killed the man that... I have to imagine that man died a couple months later from the embarrassment of me turning his diabetes needles into just a little game. But I like syringes. They squirted. They're fun.
Yeah, my mom was a nurse, so she had lots of syringes, but they didn't have needles in them. They were just like, they were clean.
Yeah, we had a lot of them to like feed kids because we did medical foster care. Just to shoot baby food down their mouth.
Damn.
Yeah, don't do this.
Don't do this.
Don't encourage.
Very bad.
I would also say don't encourage your friends to do dumb things like this either that could result in harm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also don't so freely send your brother to jail. Please.
Yes. This brother is ready to send their other brother to jail for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, at least we know that if something happens, they're not going to hold something in for their family.
That's fair.
Straight to the authorities.
Mm. Yeah, I... We never did stuff like this, you know? It's the goddamn internet, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, well. I mean, I guess... I was like... How old was I when Jackass came out? I was like 13.
Yeah.
It was like prime Jackass time.
Mm,
yeah. And I feel... I don't know. Like, I don't know where kids today are getting it, because Jackass isn't really a thing anymore.
Right. How are kids getting bad ideas if Jackass isn't around? Are they finding old Jackass DVDs?
Yeah, they just... Yeah, they watching the Jackass tapes.
You can stream all of them on...
Ah, shit. The internet. Again. Hey, this is TikTok, and I'm doing a Jackass punch.
That's why they had to cancel the milk crate challenge.
Oh yeah, what happened there?
Because it was so dangerous. People, like, literally no one could do it. You stack a whole shit ton of milk crates on top of each other, and you're supposed to climb to the top, but they're wobbly as fuck, so everyone falls off and hurts themselves.
I saw that, and I was like, what is the point of this? Like, yeah. I saw it once, and I didn't know it was like one of those challenge videos. I thought it was somebody who was just trying to climb a bunch of milk crates.
I'm like, well, that's a weird thing to do.
What is going on?
I could do it.
Yeah, I mean, I could do it, but that's different. I'm talented. You guys want to do it
the next GeeklyCon?
Yeah, I can do it.
Yeah.
I don't see why it's so hard, but I don't need to try. I'm not a big deal.
I just, you know, I need a harness and like one of those.
Yeah, just like fly over it. Oh, shit.
I got bad knees, okay?
All right, lift me up. Being picked up like a big
like
cat.
Yeah, like a stage flight harness thing.
Yeah. Like Jungkook at BTS concerts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do we want to transition into what we like?
Yeah.
Enjoyed this.
Yeah, I'll go first. So I'm playing a video game. It was a video game that was lightly on my radar from various betas and things like that, but not something that I was super excited about because I didn't really play Left 4 Dead a lot. But a friend of mine reached out and says, hey, me and some friends are playing Back 4 Blood. Would you like to play? I go, yeah, actually, I want to because it's on Xbox Game Pass, so I can play it for free. And I ended up playing it last night for like 3 or 4 hours, and it's really fun. It's a really, you know, I think any game will be fun as an online chat game, right? Like, it's what I do with Destiny and Genshin Impact now, Monster Hunter the Past, Final Fantasy 14, things like that. But it was surprisingly fun. I wasn't a huge Left 4 Dead fan. I'm not for any, like, negative reason. It's like, oh, this is not for me, but I can tell the game's doing what it wants to do perfectly. You know, just never got hooked on it.
Yeah.
But I like the weird things they change.
This one's cool because you get, like, the progression, right? Like,
yeah, yeah. I have a problem that if a number doesn't go up, I'm like, I'm just having a good time with my friends. What's the fucking point? I need a number to go up. I check it out. It's free. If you have Xbox Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass is almost always worth it if you have an Xbox or a computer. But if you don't know what a Left 4 Dead is, it's you and three of your best friends jump into a zombie apocalypse and you shoot the zombies all while doing various objectives or just trying to get from point A to point B. There's a level in this one that's really fun where you have to distract the zombies so that survivors can get away. And you do that by playing a song on a jukebox, and you have to like protect the jukebox because the zombies are running in, they're punching the jukebox.
Oh, is that like, and very they play, like, Shaun of the Dead-ish?
I can see that, definitely. Yeah. Maybe explicitly, now that you mention it. But the fun thing is, like, I found out that they play different hit songs.
Oh, cool.
So they played Ace of Spades. They played some other song, and we were like, oh my god, how did they get their rights for this? This sounds really expensive. So I have no idea how many songs are on that jukebox, but I was really caught off guard by how different it went and played through. And it's fun.
That's cool. I can go next.
Okay.
I saw Dune this past weekend, the new one with Timothée Chalamet. And the thing is, I know Dune's been out forever and like the book and there's other movies and other adaptations. I had never read the book. I'd never seen any of the other adaptations. I went in completely blind. I really liked it. I really enjoyed the world building. It's really cool, hard sci-fi. I really want to know what happens, and there's...
Yeah, because everyone's saying, it's like, oh, by the way, it should be called Dune Part 1.
It is called Dune Part 1.
Because it's not the whole book, right?
Yeah, when the title card comes up, it does say Dune Part 1.
Oh, really?
But they're not advertising it as Dune Part 1. Right. But when you see it in the theater, it does come up as Dune Part 1. It's in theaters, and then it's also on HBO Max, so you can watch it at home if you want to watch it at home. But I really enjoyed it. I ordered the book. I'm gonna read it.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, there's a tweet. I really enjoyed it. I like the sci-fi.
It's cool because it's like one of those.
Give it a watch.
Very weird future sci-fi, which I think rocks is whenever they.
Yeah.
It's like, why? It's not Star Trek. It's like, no, they have these weird.
It's way weird.
Psychics.
I mean, I knew it was like weird, but I didn't know. I thought it was just like. I don't know. I thought it was more like, I don't know what I expected, but like,
yeah, you thought it was just gonna be the planet and the worm.
Yes, that's all I thought it was. And then there's like,
no, everything else.
I could speak in a voice, and then like visions, and like all this. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. It's very weird, but you know, it's fun.
I liked it. Anyway, that was my thing.
Gosh,
Nika or Jesse, do you have anything that was interesting?
I mean, my thing was also Dune. So it feels kind of silly to say it now, but
what did you think of Dune?
I really liked it also. I thought it was very beautiful and that the costumes were cool. I also have never read or watched the original. And I don't know that I will read the book, but I am definitely interested to watch more of the movies.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other than that, gosh. Oh, Genshin. I have. Ooh, and I found like 4 Demon Slayer figures that I really want that match my Shinobu figure that I have. So that's like highlight.
Nice. Yeah, I hope they haven't greenlit the second movie yet, which is why
I hear that it's all but greenlit, it wasn't like
I
that.
I know, but it's yesterday. Like the fact that they haven't started on it makes me, that's why I was like, okay, I'm just gonna read the book because I don't want to wait 5 years for the next one.
That's weird. That's fair.
Yeah.
So I have been super duper busy lately, and this is the first weekend I got to finally just cut back and relax. So that's been super exciting to me, is just finally getting some vibe time in. Just watching a lot of Twitch streams and kind of just hanging out, playing a lot of Genshin Impact for sure. I did just finish my latest embroidery, which I'm really excited about. So that felt really good. I finished it today, actually. So that was pretty hype. That's pretty much all I've been up to.
Well, it sounds like you're saying a little self-care, and that's what something we should all do. That is, you know, spend $400 on Genshin Impact, know.
Or Demon Slayer figures.
Or Demon Slayer figures, or Katatsus, or you name it, really.
I agree.
Absolutely. I agree. You deserve it, everyone listening.
Yep.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening this week. We should have mostly a full crew next week. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at Ask Dear Internet. I'm at R. Bristow. Jennifer, who's out this week, is at Jennifer Cheek. Michael is at Thrifty Nerd. Tim, do you want to plug your stuff?
Okay, I'm at Tim Lanning. You can also find me streaming Dungeons & Dragons every single Thursday at 2 p.m. on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. We have a good time, and it's a great time to eat your lunch while watching people play D&D.
Nika, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard and also on pretty much any social media platform. If you're interested, you can look on my Twitter bio, check on the link, click on it. I don't know, whatever. Follow the link wherever you would care to go. You can also find me with Tim on Greetings Adventurers and Michael, but he's not here. So.
And Jesse, where can people find you?
Awesome. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Jusifers. That's J-U-S-I-F-E-R-S. I also do another podcast with Tim called Naruto Revuto, where we talk about Naruto, the show. We are currently on Naruto Shippuden, and it has been a blast.
Yeah, it's so good. Now it's maybe a little too good. They need to calm down.
Whoa. All right. Until next week, sincerely, dear internet. Is that how we end it?
Dicey.
I think so. I don't... That was depressing.